Bambini!
Uncle Monty cried out from the front door. Come along, Bambini! The Baudelaire orphans raced back through the hedges to where their new guardian was waiting for them. Violet, Uncle Monty, Violet said. My name is Violet. My brother's is Klaus, and Sunny is our baby sister. None of us is named Bambini.
Bambini is the Italian word for children,
Uncle Monty explained.
I had a sudden urge to speak a little Italian. I'm so excited to have you three here with me. You're lucky I'm not speaking gibberish.
Have you never had any children of your own? Violet asked.
I'm afraid not, Uncle Monty said. I always meant to find a wife and start a family, but it just kept slipping my mind. Shall I show you the reptile room?
Oh, yes, please, Klaus said. Uncle Monty led them past the painting of snakes in the entryway into a large room with a grand staircase and very, very high ceilings.
Your rooms will be up there, Uncle Monty said, gesturing up the stairs. You can each choose whatever room you like and move the furniture around to suit your taste. I understand that Mr. Poe has to bring your luggage later in that puny car of his, so please make a list of anything you might need, and we'll go into town tomorrow and buy it, so you don't have to spend the next few days in the same underwear.
Do we really each get our own room? Violet asked.
Of course, Uncle Monty said. You don't think I'd keep you all up in one room when I have this enormous house, do you? What sort of person would do that?
Count Olaf did, Klaus said.
Ooh, that's right. Mr. Poe told me,
Uncle Monty said, grimacing, as if he had just tasted something terrible.
Count Olaf sounds like an awful person. I hope he is torn apart by wild animals some day. Wouldn't that be satisfying? Oh, well, here we are, the reptile room.
Uncle Monty had reached a very tall wooden door with a large doorknob right in the middle of it. It was so high up that he had to stand on his tiptoes to open it. When it swung open on its creaky hinges, the Baudelaire orphans all gasped in astonishment and delight at the room they saw. The reptile room was made entirely out of glass, with bright, clear glass walls and a high glass ceiling that rose up to a point like the inside of a cathedral. Outside the walls was a bright green field of grasses and shrubs, which was, of course, perfectly visible through the transparent walls, so standing in the reptile room was like being inside and outside at the same time. But as remarkable as the room itself was, what was inside the reptile room was much more exciting. Reptiles, of course, were lined up in locked metal cages that sat on wooden tables in four neat rows all the way down the room. There were all sorts of snakes, naturally, but there were also lizards, toads, and assorted other animals that the children had never seen before, not even in pictures or at the zoo. There was a very fat toad, with two wings coming out of its back, and a two-headed lizard that had bright yellow stripes on its belly. There was a snake that had three mouths, one on top of the other, and another that seemed to have no mouth at all. There was a lizard that looked like an owl, with wide eyes that gazed at them from the log on which it was perched in its cage, and a toad that looked just like a church, complete with stained glass eyes. And there was a cage with a white cloth on top of it, so you couldn't see what was inside at all. The children walked down the aisles of cages, peering into each one in amazed silence. Some of the creatures looked friendly, and some of them looked scary, but all of them looked fascinating, and the Baudelaires took a long, careful look at each one, with Klaus holding Sunny up so she could see.